Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he
goes right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to a Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we inch ever closer to the start of the Browns preseason schedule. Boy, do we have a terrific lineup in store for you tonight. The general manager, Tom Heckert, will be in our studio to break down the first week and a half of training camp here in Berea. He'll give us some insights on how it's all going, how it's all coming together on the field, how the newcomers are looking, what he looks at when he watches the daily practices, and what he'll be looking to see when the Browns take the field Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers at Cleveland Browns Stadium. We're also going to turn our training camp positional spotlight on the tight ends. Doug Deacon, former Browns offensive lineman and current Browns radio network analyst, he and I are going to examine the position with the help of Browns tight ends coach Steve Hagan and our own Jameer Howerton. We tell you all the time that this is an interactive show. You can ask your questions of me via our Ask Vic feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You just log on to the Browns official Facebook page at facebook.com/Cleveland Browns, and you post your question, just as Chuck did. Chuck says the following. ESPN reported that their view of the Browns' first week was that the offense had many misalignments and missed assignment errors. In listening to your show, the interviews on the official website, and the Daily Camp television show, all the commentators, I guess that would be me included, mentioned that they were surprised at how few errors of that type were occurring. Who's right, ESPN or everyone else? Well, first of all, Chuck, I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you're listening so closely. Obviously, we're right, and everybody else is wrong. No, I'm just kidding you. Look, watching practice in training camp is a very subjective thing, and you could take away whatever you want from it. Okay, that's number one. I've talked on this show about some of the struggles of the offense that we've seen. Colt McCoy, other quarterbacks, receivers, the issues of just looking generally rough at times. But it's been said by me and others on this show that, you know, it's a variety pack of what you're looking at in practice. I mean, so many things kind of going on at once. And for a team that has a large number of young players getting significant playing time, I mean, a lot of rookies out there, rookies in the starting lineup, to see as few plays, and by few, I'm not going to quantify it with an exact number, but I expect more repeats, more of the coaches, you know, saying, let's do this over again because you screwed it up. You're just not seeing a lot of that. And that's what I'm talking about. Is this has been a mistake-free camp? By no means. No one will tell you that. Pat Shurmur's never said that. You won't hear that from Tom Heckert or Mike Holmgren. But the fact is that, you know, for a team that's practicing like 31 other ones after a non-existent offseason where you had no workouts whatsoever, I would be stunned if this or any team in the league was having perfect practices every day. Edward from Twitter, how's the new West Coast offense going to affect Peyton Hillis's running? And are there any of our receivers going to be able to make moves in the open field for big gains? Well, there's plenty of room for rushing success in the West Coast offense for Peyton Hillis or anyone else. You might remember a guy in San Francisco when Mike Holmgren was the 49ers offensive coordinator running the West Coast offense named Roger Craig. You heard of him. You might remember a couple of guys with the Green Bay Packers when Holmgren was their head coach, named Dorsey Levens and Edgar Bennett. The other major component of this offense is that running backs are heavily involved as pass catchers. And to your second question, I do think the Browns passing game is going to be mainly predicated on receivers who gain yards after the catch. I'm not saying they're never going to try to stretch the field and throw deep. They do that in practice. They'll try to do that in games. But those will be selective shots. Mainly this offense is going to try to attack, again, those short and intermediate openings that they can find against the opponents. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we post a question, a poll question, every day on the Browns official Facebook page. We urge you to check it out. Today's poll question is, Who has been the most impressive Browns player in training camp so far? Always tell us why with your answer. The choices that are up on that board: Colt McCoy, Evan Moore, the tight end, Phil Taylor, of course, the rookie defensive tackle, and cornerback Joe Hayden, or other. And you can pick your own. All right, in a couple of minutes, we talk to the general manager. Tom Heckert is here to join us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Mike and Sharon Hargrove here for Discount Drug Mart. As a big league manager, I've been to a lot of places.
But we consider Ohio our home.
Just like Discount Drug Mart has for over 40 years.
They carry hundreds of prescription and non-prescription medications for just $1.99. And most locations have a convenient drive-through pharmacy.
They're your one-stop shop with low prices on prescriptions and a great selection of products. Discount Drug Mart is family-owned and there for your family.
As they've always been for ours.
You'll find everything you need.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect five codes, you can enter them online for a password good for two tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
The Innerbelt southbound before Lakeside, accident on the right shoulder. You've got the Innerbelt southbound, then slow through 77. The inbound East Shoreway backs to Aviation High School. 71 southbound slow, 480 to snow. 40 westbound back in West 130th to 71. 40 both directions heavy between Broadway and Warrensville Center. 271 southbound back in between Harvard and Forbes. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Attention Browns fans, Browns 2011 single game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we are pleased to welcome right now the GM of the Browns, Tom Heckert. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we're about halfway through, about 10 or so days into the training camp process. Overall, what's been your biggest takeaway so far?
Well, Well, you know, I think so far so good. You know, obviously we want to wait and see what happens in the preseason and Saturday night. But, you know, so far we're excited about what we're going to have on the field.
It's easy for in your position, you're looking at everybody. For the rest of us, I think there's a lot more curiosity, certainly with the newer faces. So let's run it down here in terms of the new guys. No particular order, but Usama Young, what have you been seeing of him? He's been getting some good reviews.
Yeah, he really has. And, you know, he's played well. And, you know, obviously he missed the first few days just because of the rules. And but when he's been in there, you know, it's going to be a good competition between him and Mike Adams for the other starting safety. And, you know, he's a big physical guy that can run. So, you know, obviously, you know, Mike Adams has a little bit of a jump start on him just because Mike Adams was here for the first few days out there on the field. So, you know, they're kind of switching back and forth. But so far we like what we see.
And sticking with that theme, Brandon Jackson, finally, of course, also being out there at running back. What have you seen of him?
You know, Brandon was, you know, it's kind of just what we expected. You know, he knows a little bit of the offense just from coming from Green Bay. But, you know, he's got great hands. He's a good runner, but he's a really good job in pass pro. And, you know, that's obviously going to be big because he's going to have to take some third down reps for us. And as long as he can pick up the blitz, which he can, you know, he'll be good for us.
Dimitri Patterson looks like he's finding a home, certainly when you go to those nickel and dime coverages.
Yeah, you know, Dimitri's a guy that I know very well. Obviously, I had him in Philadelphia, and Dimitri can play. And, you know, we think he's another starter out there for us. And, you know, I think the majority of the time we're probably playing 55, 60% nickel, so he's going to be on the field all the time anyway. So we do consider him a starter, and he's another physical guy and that can cover. So, you know, we're happy to have him, and he's really going to help us out this year.
Tony Pashos was on the show last night, Tom, and he talked about the offensive line, this line being a difficult one to make, whether you're talking about the, you know, the starting five or just the entire group. He said tough decisions are going to be made there. You brought in John Greco, of course, from the St. Louis Rams. Start talking about him, but also address that point of the quality of this line and how tough it'll be to crack.
Yeah, you know, it's really going to be. You know, we're probably going to keep 9 guys you know, and it's difficult just from the fact that we have a lot of guys coming back, and then we've added some guys. So, you know, we drafted Pinkston, and we traded for Greco. So it's 2 more guys that are in the mix. So, you know, we think it's a good group. Greco can play all positions. He's actually, you know, for the first week, he was strictly being right guard. But this past week, we've been putting him at right tackle. We played him at center. We played him at left tackle. So he's a guy that, you know, obviously the more you can do, that type of thing. So sure. We think he can come in and play any position for us. And but it's going to be a good competition, and that's a good thing to have, is, you know, having to make tough cuts there.
Young, Jackson, Patterson, Greco, all examples really of what you've been talking about right along. Very targeted work you've made in either the free agent / trade market.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, obviously we talked about it where, you know, they're all younger guys. They've all played in certain roles for their, you know, their former teams. And, you know, that's what we consider they're going to be for us. You know, they're going to have to play for us somewhere down the line. We think all these guys are going to play for us, and they're going to help us. And, you know, they're younger guys that have played a little bit, but we think they're on the rise. You know, the arrow's going up on these guys. So, you know, we're excited to have them. We think all of them, if they have to play, are going to do a great job for us, and we're excited about it.
And the questions never stop being asked of me. I know of you, but we get it every day. As I say, we invite folks to come to our Facebook page and bombard us with questions, which I'm glad they do, and tweet questions. And repeatedly, Tom, they're asking about, okay, when are they going to get this guy? When are they going to get the receiver? When are they going to sign and I think the people have resigned themselves to the fact that a, quote, name marquee guy isn't coming into this building, but it doesn't. As I see how this is transforming on the field, you hit specific spots with a purpose in mind. You stuck to the strategy. You're not. Are you sitting here at any point saying, well, no, wait a minute, we were going after this guy and just didn't get him, or that sort of thing? Any disappointments through the process?
Really, no, it hasn't. And, you know, we obviously had a plan, and, you know, we stuck by it. Now, to say that we're done doing anything, that's probably not true. And, you know, I'm talking to teams every day, and, you know, we'll see what happens down the road. But, you know, we do have a plan, and, you know, we're obviously looking for the younger players and maybe guys that are on the rise and that type of thing. So, you know, we are talking to teams, and to say we're done with everything, that's probably not correct. But to say we're going to go out and do a bunch of stuff, you know, signs major guys, that's probably not going to be the case.
Now, strategically, in general, how does that work? In other words, when you say you're not done, is it based on, let's see how either guys perform, and then we make moves based on people performing their way off the the current group you have, or injuries, or are you talking about specific spots that you feel we're still a little soft in and you want to address?
Well, I think it's all of them, to be honest with you. You know, we do want to see what we have, and that'll take place in the next couple weeks. But we're also looking at if there's guys out there that are available, whatever, for maybe a guy that's going to be cut for a salary cap reason or for a trade, we're willing to look at that. And if we think they can come in here and help us or be better than what we have, we'll definitely do it.
What's a typical training camp day like for you in terms of that all those things above? Where when you set out your day, I know some of it, a lot of it is spent because I've stood next to you on the sideline watching practice. But start from the morning and just take us through what you're doing and those follow up calls and all those things you're doing with personnel.
Yeah, it kind of varies from day to day. But we watch practice in the morning, and then right after practice we'll come in and watch the tape of the practice. And when you're out watching the practice on the field, it's tough to see obviously everybody. And I try to kind of focus in on one position and see what I can find out about that position. But then you go in and watch the tape and you watch it over and over again, and you can watch everybody, and that's where you really do your evaluation part of it. So we'll sit down and watch the tape, and then we'll just do whatever. We'll start watching pro tapes. I'm already started watching the college guys. You talk to other teams about guys that may be on the trade block, and then you go and look at those guys. And then every day there's a waiver wire of guys who have been released by other teams, so we'll sit and watch those guys. So it's kind of a non-predictable. You know what you're going to do. You just don't know who you're going to be watching on a daily basis. If somebody may call and say, why don't you take a look at this guy and see if you have any interest. And so then you pull out the tape and you watch those guys.
As young as your team is, are you getting the kinds of calls, hey, would there be any chance that you would be interested in trading X guy to us from your team?
We have talked a few teams about it. And, I think as the more the preseason goes along, the more those calls are going to take place. And because obviously some people just don't know some of the young guys as well as they might know some of the veteran guys. So, I think once the preseason starts and everybody gets a chance to watch those games, there'll be more calls.
Speaking of some of the younger guys, give us a little progress report on your draft picks, starting with the big guy, Phil Taylor.
Phil's done a good job. I think it's a position that he feels comfortable with. I know some people were talking about it before the draft, everybody talking about a nose tackle, but Phil did play in a 4-3, so I didn't quite understand some of the talk about that. But I think it's a perfect scheme for him. He's him and Ruben both are guys that can play the 1 and the 3 technique, so I don't think it's gonna be a real difficult thing for him. But we'll see how he plays in the games, but right now he's doing a good job.
Showed up in such good shape. Did that surprise you at all?
It really didn't, because he's a guy that he did have a weight issue when he was at Penn State, but since then, and it's been over 2 years where he's been almost maniacal about it. He really put a effort in, and he's been right around 335, and he's been that way for about 2 years. So he's really done a great job at that.
And he seems to, embrace the idea. I don't see a guy who looks lost at his position, number one, and maybe they're. Maybe the simplicity of Dick Geron's defense has something to do with it, and I know that I use that term loosely, but it just seems like a very user-friendly defense for a young kid.
It is, but he's a guy that he's a smart guy, and he's played in he obviously played at Penn State, played at Baylor, yeah. So he knows what he's doing, and it's not going to be too big for him.
How about your ball, Sheard?
Sheard's done a really good job. I make fun of him all the time just because it's a little different going against Joe Thomas and some of the guys he played it in college. So I think it's good. I think it's good for Joe that he's going against a young guy who comes hard every play, and obviously Joe's going to handle him sometimes, and that's good for Jabal. But I think it's a learning process for him just because he's played most of his career on the left side, and he's playing on the right side now. But the more reps he's getting, and obviously he's playing with the one, so he's getting a ton of reps, he'll get better and better as this thing goes on.
As you mentioned, a lot of times you go out there with so much going on at once in practice, you just focus on maybe one spot. So I was spending some time looking at Buster Screen, just seeing how he functioned out there as a young player at a position where young players can be unmerciful on them. He's taken his lumps, it seems, but he also doesn't seem to get discouraged very easily.
No, he really doesn't. And he's had some good days and he's had some bad days. And, obviously that's a position where you're going to get signaled out quite a bit. And those things are going to happen. But you're right. He's bounced back from any bad plays he's had. And, I think the good thing about him is, before we signed Dimitri, he got a lot of reps in there with the ones in our nickel package. So he's taken a ton of reps, and that can only help him. So, but he's a guy that we have high expectations for. And I think he's going to help us down the road.
Linebacker depth is a question that comes up quite often. By the way, we're talking with Tom Hecker, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Linebacker depth, ask about that a lot. Are guys like Titus Brown and Kaluka Maeva, are they making Eric Gordon, even Steve Octavian, are any of those guys giving some sense that they could at least give you something in a pinch, and also knowing that their primary role is probably special teams?
Oh, there's no question. We think, you know, Kaluka is a great football player, and he was a guy that, you know, I liked coming out of college. Dick liked, Billy Davis liked. So he's a guy that we've known from college, and then, you know, unfortunately got hurt last year. But, you know, he's definitely a starter in this league, and you know, I think, well, he's gonna probably play for us this weekend, because Chris, I don't know if Chris is gonna be ready to go, but, you know, he's a good football player, and we have no qualms with, if he has to play, he can play, and we can win football games with him. Titus Brown, you know, he's another guy that we really like. He's probably a true Mike linebacker, or maybe even a Sam linebacker, so he can probably play both positions. But he's a big physical guy, and we really, if something happens, we think those guys can step in and play. Now the other spot is probably up for grabs, and you know, we have obviously Steve Octavian, who we liked as a player when he played for Dallas. This is a new scheme for him. He's never been in a 4-3, so he's learning his way around. We've moved him inside to the mic, but he can play Sam as well. And then we got some rookies, you know, like you said, Eric Gordon and Archie Donald from Toledo. Those guys have both shown up, so it's going to be good. It's going to be a battle in the preseason, and like you said, obviously the big part's going to be special teams, but they also have to show us that they can play on defense as well.
Some interesting guys, too, that are at different spots. The wide receiver position with injuries has opened the door for some young people to show you guys some things, with Muhammad Masquai not in there. But an LJ Castile, just watching him today, big, strong, athletic guy.
He really is. I'll tell you what, he looks good getting off the bus. So hopefully, yeah. But he's had a good camp. He really has. He catches everything. He's for a bigger guy, he's got quickness and he's got some speed down the field. And it'll be fun to watch him play in the preseason.
All right, we've got more coming up with Tom Hecker, the general manager of the Browns, as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch-thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect 5 codes, you can enter them online for a password good for 2 tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
This is Jim Swayze, keeping everybody updated on the latest scores.
Half Price Book Scores, that is. Jenny and I just came back from Half Price Books. I found all of the Stieg Larsson books I wanted for half price. Score! And four of the Suki Stackhouse series books I hadn't even read yet, and those were half price. Score again! Jenny scored a Thai cookbook, and since she's a teacher headed back to her classroom, she scored on all kinds of things for her kids, including books on their reading list. Yep, another slam dunk at our favorite bookstore. A basket full every time. That is our goal, you know? A fantastic half-price books haul each time we go. You just can't beat the selection that just calls our name. It's a treasure hunt of new and used books, music, movies, and more, with the fun of unexpected surprises on everything. Half-price books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Who is BGS Associates? BGS Associates is your strategic partner for employee benefits, bringing you cutting-edge insurance products from all major health insurance companies to find the best fit for you and your employees. BGS Associates assures your employees quality care at an affordable price for you. BGS will also keep you current in the ever-changing world of insurance. Call 440-264-1020 or go to bgsassociates.com. BGS Associates, your people, your power, your plan.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for ways to give my home the wow factor. Nothing creates instant wow factor like a new vinyl siding. For the month of August, Universal Windows Direct has an incredible offer, $3,500 off the purchase of their vinyl siding. Universal's durable, weather-resistant vinyl siding is maintenance-free. You'll get outstanding performance for years. Right now, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months, and be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Tom Hecker joining us for the second part of our discussion with him, the general manager. Tom, we left off talking about wide receivers. Let's talk about Greg Little a little bit here. This camp has been a lot of discussion about a kid who, as a rookie, has taken those rookie lumps. Some drop passes, some great catches, always looking good in whatever he does because he's this physical, tall, well put together athlete. But in terms of what you see on a day-to-day basis, is it what you expect? When do you think some things will start clicking in for him?
Yeah, no, we think he's done a really good job. He's picked up the offense well. We've actually moved him around quite a bit from both the X, Y, and Z positions, you know, so he's played inside and outside, which is tough for a rookie to do, but he's picked it up very well. Obviously he's rusty. He hasn't played football in a long time, but he's really done a good job, and we think he's going to be everything we thought he would be.
I don't see a lot of frustration in him when things don't go well, as we were talking about with Buster Skrine.
Yeah, no, he's a probably mature kid that he's been around some major college football, and he knows it's going to happen. You're going to drop a ball every once in a while, but he doesn't get frustrated at all, and he's very confident, and that's a good thing for a wide receiver.
When you drafted someone like that, knowing full well he had missed that time this past year at the collegiate level, So is there somewhat of a curve in your mind, an evaluation curve that you took into account with regard to his rookie season?
Yeah, a little bit. We knew that he didn't play last year, obviously, but we thought it would take him a little time, especially with, the offseason being his non-existent as it was, that obviously would have helped him, but he's actually picked everything up, like I said, very quickly, so he should be ready to go here, and shouldn't be any big deal at all.
And Jordan Cameron at the tight end spot, I see in him, not unlike Evan Moore, and we're going to get into the tight ends a little bit later in the show with Doug Deacon, but another really exceptional athlete at that position who looks like we're going to use that word a lot later in the show, hybrid.
Yep. Yeah, and he's a kid that he's probably going to take a little bit more time than a Greg Little just because of his lack of experience of playing any, position where, he was a tight end, obviously a basketball player that, decided to play football at Southern Cal, and he just didn't play a whole lot where, Greg Little at least, played a lot for North Carolina where, Cameron just hasn't played a whole lot. So he's going to take a little more time, but he's another smart kid who's picked things up well. And, I think he, as the preseason goes along, he'll get better and better.
As we were mentioning earlier about the fact that there are with healthy people or with injured people and the healthy people being younger in that pass catching core. How much of that is taken into account when you're watching Colt McCoy, when you're watching the passing game in general on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it, a lot, but you know, there's so many other things that go into it. You know, I know, in, you know, Coach Holmgren always said, and Pat says it as well, where, you know, we're not going to use anything as an excuse, but this is a brand new deal for everybody, and so, you know, the timing, that's going to be a little off until we, you know, get more reps at it. So, you know, there's some things you can look at and say, wow, you know, that was a bad pass or a bad route, and that's going to happen. But, you know, I think as long, you know, the longer this preseason goes, the more and more comfortable everybody's going to be with the offense, and it should get better.
Is the structure of camp, other than the rules that the CBA, those dramatically different rules that the new CBA has put in place where you can't have the two-a-day practices, twofold question here, has losing that second practice a day impacted the way you're able to get a team prepared to the best of what you've seen through halfway through camp?
You know, I wouldn't say it drastically, but it definitely affects it. You know, from evaluation standpoint, where, you know, normally you're watching two practices a day in pads, and or at least full go, and you're getting one less practice a day to evaluate. And you know, that goes the same thing with the coaches trying to get guys to get up to speed. You know, they can walk through things and meet with the players, but until you're on the field doing it 100%, you just don't get everything you need to see.
And it seems as if the value of the walkthrough has increased tenfold. It's like I notice more and more eyeballs on the walkthrough than ever before. They used to be all right, they're having a walkthrough. Now you got to really pay attention then.
Yeah, you really do. And you know, it's you know, we have to consider it as another practice because it's another time for the coaches and the players to get together. And, you know, normally they're probably, you know, 25, 30 minutes long. Now they're obviously longer because you need more time to do it. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we're adjusting to it just like everybody else.
Lots of questions. It seems like the daily Montario Hardesty update that everyone has to ask in terms of how he's progressing. Of course, watching a guy, what I see, a guy, you know, in uniform like everybody else, but off to the side doing those, working with those step-over bags, working with Joe, the trainers, to try to get himself back out there. But give us, first of all, an update on what his status is. And you know, is there anything worse than what we know it to be, a guy recovering from a serious injury?
You know what? No, Montero is doing fine. He's right where we thought he would be. And, you know, we're obviously taking our time with him to make sure he's back ready to go. And, you know, he's more or less right now just trying to strengthen his legs and just getting back into football shape. You know, I think during his rehab, he did a good job with his rehab. But, you know, everybody's heard it a million times where they're in shape and they're football shape. And, you know, Montero is the same way. You know, he didn't play at all last year. And so he needs some time to knock the rust off. And we just don't want to throw him right in there at that position, to throw a guy in there where, you know, guys are flying around, you know, at his legs. And we just want to make sure he's 100% and he'll go, you know, hopefully soon.
So his schedule is consistent with what you expected it to be. He didn't come in and surprise you guys with being further behind than you thought, or was it?
Oh, yeah, it's probably the opposite. You know, where there's, you know, when he first had the injury, you know, we assumed that there's a pretty good chance that he would start the season on PUP, which we didn't have to do. So, you know, we think he's making great progress, and hopefully he'll be back out there very soon.
See Muhammad Masakwai out there wearing a boot. What is his status of his injury and the nature of it?
Yep, and you know, that's kind of where we thought he would be. You know, we thought he'd be in the cast for probably 2 weeks, and it's been a little less than that. We've took the cast off, and now he's in a walking boot, and really that was all just mainly to protect Mo from himself. You know, just make sure he's calming that thing down, his ankle down, and you know, hopefully, you know, there's a chance he'll be out here next week doing some things. So whether he goes full go or not, probably just depends on how he feels, but he should be back here very soon.
He looks so anxious, and you know, I talked with him a little bit today. He just wants to be out there so bad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think any of those injured guys, you know, they want to be back as soon as possible, but we have to be smart with them as well.
Outstanding. And just the last point here, as far as watching, you mentioned earlier you take practice in these focused points, and you get most of it out of the tape that you watch afterward. I get that, and that's probably true with games as well. But how are you going to be watching Saturday night's game against the Packers?
You know, there's a lot of things. You know, obviously as the overall team is obviously what kind of comes first, and to see how we react both offensively, defensively, and then special teams. But you know, obviously we have to concentrate on who's going to make the final 53-man roster, and are we good enough at a certain position? You know, even let alone the starters, but are the backups, are we good enough? If something like we talked about with the linebackers, if our starters go down, do we have somebody that can come in here and play and finish the season if unfortunate things happen? So, you know, those are the things we start to look at in the games, and, we'll evaluate them, and if we need to make changes, we will.
As an opponent and taking completely in perspective what the preseason is and what a preseason opener is, but as an opponent, are the Packers going to give you certain opportunities to evaluate things just because of their level as defending champs and what basic things they do and basic things they'll probably prepare to do in your evaluation process for the Browns?
I think it'll be a good thing for us. You know, obviously they're a great football team, so you know it'll probably give us a little bit of an idea of where we're at and what we need to work on. But I do think it'll probably be a little bit good for our team just going against a similar offense. You know, so our defense is going to see some of the things they saw with our practices, so that should help, and it should help some of the young guys, which we obviously have some young guys on defense, so that should help them. And things usually there probably aren't quite as many blitzes and things like that because people don't want to show things, but that's a good football team, and we're going to find out where we're at.
Great stuff, Tom. Thank you so much for dropping by.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Tom Hecker, general manager of the Cleveland Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to have a position spotlight coming up. Take a close look at the tight ends. Doug Deacon's going to help us out with that. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Tribe and Tigers will meet for game 2 of their 3-game series tonight at Progressive Field. Ubaldo Jimenez takes the mound for the Indians against Detroit's Rick Porcello. Be a 7:05 first pitch. Indians now 3 back of the Tigers. By the way, outfielder Michael Brantley not in the lineup tonight. He's continuing to battle some soreness in his wrist. Last night's rain delay marathon has caused the Indians to reshuffle their rotation. Justin Masterson's going to start Friday night against the Twins. Josh Tomlin then works Saturday. Sunday starter still undetermined. Browns continued training camp this morning in Berea. Good sign. Wide receiver Mohamed Massaquah has gone from a cast to a walking boot now on that injured foot. Of course, the Browns will start the preseason Saturday against the Packers down at the stadium. That'll be a 7:30 kickoff. ESPN's Pat Forty reports Ohio State has been notified by the NCAA that other issues involving the football program are being investigated. The result could be a second notice of allegations and a second trip through the NCAA's justice system. We'll have more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford coming up. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit libertyford.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All mix and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Russo Rosalina & Company, LPA, family-owned general practice law firm providing professional legal service at a reasonable cost. Over the past 32 years, they have served over 100,000 residents of Northeast Ohio. Basil Russo, joined by his daughter, Gabriella Russo Rosalina, and his son-in-law, Joe, practice extensively in the areas of probate, personal injury, auto accidents, workers' comp, divorce, bankruptcy, criminal and traffic offenses, and estate planning. They have prepared wills for over 35,000 Northeast Ohioans. Whether your legal issues is the passing of a loved one, marital woes, injuries, financial problems, or even preparation of a will, Russo Rosalina & Company is the local law firm that will address your needs. Contact them today to set up an appointment. Call 440-461-8500 or visit them on the web, rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com or 440-461-8500. Russo Rosalina.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Throughout this training camp, we've been taking closer looks at each position group. Today's spotlight focuses on the tight ends and sitting down with the former offensive lineman of the Cleveland Browns and, of course, lead analyst on the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Doug, welcome to the show.
Glad to be back.
When you look at the tight end position, Doug, it's as strong as I think this Browns team has had in a while.
Well, not only is this Browns team, I think, is about as strong as anybody in the league as far as, you know, pass-catching tight ends. I know New England's got some great tight ends, but I think in the West Coast aspect of an offense, this is going to be probably one of the more dominant areas. You got, Ben Watson led the team in receptions. Then you throw in Evan Moore, who got hurt last year, but Evan is a guy that, when he got on the field, he showed up in a hurry. I mean, the first game, he made an impact. I remember when he was on the practice squad and the defensive backs were saying, hey, they got to bring this guy up. I mean, he's killing us in practice. And he came up and he did it in the game.
And in terms of, as you mentioned, the depth, I mean, you have people who run really good routes. You mentioned Watson, Moore, Jordan Cameron, Alex Smith. Everybody seems to, at one point or another, be in a position to make a play, make a contribution. You don't see too many situations where, oh, that guy's just really a blocker. They look like they can do it all.
Yeah, I think, obviously Ben is probably the better blocker of the group. Evan might be the lesser blocker of the group. But, Evan is such a matchup problem for a defensive back. He can really, give a defensive coordinator problems.
Here's what Browns tight ends coach Steve Hagan has to say about Evan Moore.
Evan is he's really a hybrid at our position because he can run like a receiver. I have a motto in our room. It's catch and run like a receiver, block like a beast. And he can catch and run like a receiver. I'm training him to block like a beast. And I think he's a hybrid. You've seen him play last year, and he's a red zone weapon. He's tall. I mean, he's the tallest guy in our room at 6'6", and he plays tall. And, our quarterbacks throw the ball at the crossbar in the red zone. He jumps up and catches it, and he's got great level of confidence in the red zone. He's aggressive. He's extremely confident. He knows he can catch every ball thrown to him. So sometimes he's overconfident. He tries to catch it with one hand, so we got to go back. But he's great. He's great to be around.
Earlier today, our own Jameer Howerton talked with Evan Moore about how Moore was affected by the fact that as a re-signed free agent, he was temporarily held out of training camp practices.
Initially, it was pretty frustrating because we didn't know that was going to be a rule until we got back to camp. And as you know, with the way the lockout ended, a lot of things kind of happened on the fly. So we found out we weren't going to be able to practice. And as a group, we just said, hey, we can't sit around all week. And so what we did is we participated in the meetings and mentally got things in check, which was very important. And then we were out at practice, watching practice, and once the team was done practicing, we had maybe a two-hour break. We went to the local college and got some working on our own and just tried to simulate what those guys were doing in practice. Although it's kind of impossible to really replicate it, we just tried to simulate it. And I think it helped because we were in shape and we didn't want to sit around all week. So I think we came, all of us came back pretty much ready, like we would have been day one if we didn't have to sit out.
And with you coming in shape, what was your regimen during the offseason? Because you came off last year with the hip injury, which you didn't play the last four games. What was your regimen like this offseason?
The first 3 months of the offseason, I had to have back in January, a corrective procedure on a little sports hernia deal. So spent those 3 months just getting strong again and rehabbing. It's kind of a groin injury. And then once April rolled around, I was back into regular conditioning. And once again, I tried to simulate what we would have been doing here if there were no lockout. And so, we've been playing long enough to know what the schedule would be if there was no lockout. So I just kind of replicated that and worked hard at it, stayed pretty disciplined. And because I knew once this thing ended, once that lockout ended, we were all going to be hit with a big eye opener. And we were, and I felt like I was ready. So.
And what were your first initial thoughts when you heard that the Browns were moving to a West Coast offense?
I was excited about it because it's a system that I ran in college, and then I ran it in my rookie year in Green Bay. So all the terminology, the formations, the personnel groupings, I'm pretty familiar with them. And if we're going to switch into a new system and have a limited time to prepare for it and no offseason, I couldn't be more thrilled that it's a system that I already know. Ben has never played in a West Coast system, so he's having to study it a little bit extra. And I don't envy that position because we didn't have much time to get this stuff down. And there's some mental errors going on out there, but I'd imagine that's happening across the league, so I'm not too worried about it.
The youth in this group could really step to the fore, although, again, we're not exactly talking about an old guy in Ben Watson, 8 years, and he says that the younger guys kid him about being the old man of the group. But you mentioned about Evan Moore and Jordan Cameron and Alex Smith, but Moore and Cameron especially, they look to be athletically the kinds of guys that could be such threats around the goal line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you put a linebacker on him, then he's going to run by him. You put a safety on him, he's going to jump over you. And you can't, a cornerback is, it's going to be like an ornament on a Christmas tree when you try to cover him. So, I mean, I think, yeah, they're going to create great matchups, in the Browns' favor. And, the red zone is what it's all about for the most part. So your production should increase there. I mean, I think it's probably going to be fun for Pat Shurmur to kind of tinker with his offense to get, different plays in that incorporates these guys.
Here's Browns tight ends coach Steve Hagan on rookie Jordan Cameron.
I think Jordan's a little bit of a hybrid guy, and he's a good looking tight end. I could be a little bold in saying this, but I thought he was one of the better tight ends in the draft, and we were fortunate that he only had, I don't know how many catches he had in college at tight end. I think he had like 13 or 16 catches. And so some people were like down on him because he only had 16 catches. I said, whoa, wait a minute. He caught all the ones they threw to him. That's coach's problem if they only threw him the ball 16 times. He can catch the ball 16 times in one game for all I'm concerned.
It's four guys competing. How many spots realistically can you see them keeping for tight ends on in the final roster?
Well, I would imagine three. I mean, because if you keep three, you're still going to get rid of a pretty good tight end. And I think, you look at Cameron, he's the future. He's the project, and it's nice to have always one of those. Then you got Ben, who's the established veteran free agent that came here. That led the league team in receptions last year. So, you got those two guys. Now it comes down to Evan Moore and Alex Smith. It's a coin toss. One is probably a little more better blocker, where one's a better receiver. And it's, what the coaching staff thinks that they need and, what Tom Hecker and his people think is the most value to the team.
Here's what Steve Hagan has to say about Alex Smith.
Alex is a really good player. I had him here all last year, so I've always liked Alex. Alex can go in. He can play any position, any of the positions we ask him to play. He can go in, and he's masterful at them all. So, he just needs opportunity. When, like I said, you get Ben, who's an all-pro, and then you get Evan, who's kind of a hybrid. He's just a different kind of animal. Alex has got to find his niche, and he has. He's a good player.
When you look at the blocking element, too, in practice, it seems to me that a lot of those nice runs for Peyton Hillis and others are being sprung when a Ben Watson, is on his guy and moves him open. And he just has been so impressive doing that.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, if you run stretch plays where you got to block a guy in space, you want a tight end that's, you know, nimble on his feet, a guy that, you know, has the athletic ability to move out in space with a linebacker. And I think all, you know, four of those guys have that ability.
Now Browns tight ends coach Steve Hagan talks about the versatility of the Browns tight end group.
You know, they all have their assets. And, you know, some guys are a better blocker and some guys are a better receiver. But the margin of difference isn't that great to where you're reluctant to put a guy out there on a certain scheme. You know, and that's what you want. You want, for me, I want to have them all out there all the time, and because they're all weapons. They're all weapons in the passing game. They all can block, and they're all really smart. You know, I'm probably not the smartest guy in my room. I had a guy go to Duke, two went to Stanford, and, you know, a kid went to SC, so we're doing well.
The thing is, you know, you want to make the defense defend the entire field. Well, you've got tight ends that can run, you know, like wide receivers for the most part. But also, you know, in the running game, you have guys that are athletic enough that if you want to play out in space, you know, they can keep on their feet out on space and, you know, get a body on a linebacker to the point that you can get into the secondary.
Well, Deke, great stuff on the tight end position, and we'll pick this up again, my friend.
Well, that's where I came here from. I was a tight end. That's why.
See, that, and it's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, always.
I love it. All right, Deke.
Always great stuff from Doug Deacon, breaking down that tight end position. All right, we've got poll question results coming up. We've got answers to your Ask Vic questions coming up. Much, much more ahead as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
The Innerbelt southbound before Lakeside, an accident's been cleared but very heavy because of Tribe traffic. The Innerbelt northbound is backing up to the 71 and 90 merges, keeping you slow through Ontario. 77 northbound solid, 492 East 9th. Reminder for you, East 9th, both directions between Euclid and Prospect closed while they film a major movie. You're also going to find that means delays and parking restrictions on the streets around. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Starting at just $69 installed, you can get custom computer cut window tints for your vehicle. The window film is American made with a lifetime warranty and is cut by a computer driven plotter, giving you the best fit and finish in the industry. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Psst, hey, Jill. Over here on the counter, Jill, it's your toaster.
How are you able to talk?
We'll talk about that later. I want to discuss something with you.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's time you bought me a friend.
A friend?
A juicer.
A juicer?
Yes, a juicer or a blender, just not a waffle iron. They're way too chatty.
Well, a juicer would be handy.
And fun to hang out with. And remember, Jill, you have that Homeowner Plus value package from Fifth Third Bank?
Right.
So buying things with your credit card could save you thousands on your mortgage.
True.
Come on, Jill, pull the trigger, huh? For your old pal, Toaster.
The Homeowner Plus value package from Fifth Third Bank. Just use your Fifth Third credit card and you'll earn points to help pay down your mortgage. It could save you thousands. Visit 53.com/homeowner plus or a banking center today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loans subject to credit review and approval.
Kenny Rhoda here for It's Just Lunch. If you're looking to meet someone special, make your life easy and call It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000. All you do is tell them what you're looking for, and they handle everything else from the match to the reservations to the post-date follow-up. It's like having your own personal dating assistant. They do all the work. You have all the fun. They've been successfully matching singles for 20 years. Let them help you. Get started today with It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000, or check them out online, It's Just Lunch. Cleveland.com.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's time to deliver our poll question results. These are brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The poll question today was, and that was posted, of course, on the Browns official Facebook page, who has been the most impressive Browns player in training camp so far and why? Your choices were Colt McCoy, Evan Moore, Phil Taylor, Joe Hayden, or someone else of your choosing. Out of 780 votes, Colt McCoy was the big winner, 77% of the votes. And here's some of the comments. Nick, Colt's a monster. A monster. I don't see monster when I see Colt. I don't know. That baby face just doesn't do monster for me, but okay. Beth, he's showing great leadership. At camp, Colt shows how dedicated he is. He's humble and inspiration and will be fantastic leading this team. Nathaniel calls Colt the QB of the future. I think the Browns would also like to see him to be the QB of the present as well. Danica, I'm loving the leadership and communication. Improved team fusion. Fusion. Wow. This year, and I believe that Colt is part of it. I like that word. Jerry, and it's G-E-R-R-I, so I think it's a female. I've been able to watch Colt since he was in high school, and he was an awesome individual with a strong sense of loyalty and 100% of can-do attitude. I believe this young man is going to go far. And of those of you, let's see. Yeah, that was it. McCoy, the big winner of this group. I was going to say, we didn't really break down the other votes. I see in these references to leadership, keeping the team together, looking like someone who fits the role of quarterback. I've said this about the position, the it factor. You're not just filling the position. You got to own the position. And Colt does look like that kind of guy. Now we got to see if he's the guy who also can play the position well. It's a big, you know, fill. It's one thing to just look like you own the leadership part, but you've also got to play it. Twitter questions to ask Vic. Nick, what is the area of the Browns that has been most improved since last year? You know, even though Ben Watson was the Browns' leading receiver a year ago, I'm going to say tight ends. For one thing, I think Watson, for an example, is going to benefit from the West Coast offense, which he's learning like everyone else, and he'll admit that it's kind of been like a foreign language, but I think he's starting to get the translation. He's going to be a tremendous asset as a blocker as well as a receiver. And Evan Moore looks like he could make a tremendous impact as well. I like the competitiveness among Jordan Cameron, the rookie, and Alex Smith, the veteran. And honestly, and of course, you know, Alex had some times last year, time here, but you heard in that piece, he's impressed Steve Hagan and the other coaches with his work. And Hagan, after today's practice, I mean, they spent a lot of time together. Hagan was working one-on-one with Smith. That tells you something, too. When the guy wants to take the extra time and the coach invests that extra time in the player who wants to do as much as he can to improve his standing. And honestly, you know, I wonder, I'm going to say this, if the Browns are actually going to have a glut of talent at tight end. This is possible, folks. I mean it. No exaggeration. This could very well be one of the better, if not best, tight end groups in the NFL. We saw what it meant to the New England Patriots a year ago with Rob Gronkowski, a kid I actually have known since he was in middle school. He went to school with one of my daughters back in Western New York. An amazing talent that he is for the New England Patriots. And you see Aaron Hernandez, what that duo meant. I think something like this could be in store for the Browns in terms of talent, especially with the younger talent like Evan Moore, perhaps Jordan Cameron coming through. Victor, is the Browns regime more player-friendly? Well, if player-friendly, by your definition, means that they generally are connecting well with players, then that's a big yes. This is a strong group of teachers, this coaching staff, starting with Pat Shurmur, with a lot of experience, but I see a lot of patience. You know, they're essentially, and this goes with their experience, they're a self-assured group. They're confident in what they're doing. And, That doesn't mean they aren't demanding. But what it does mean is you don't get the screamers. I think screamers tend to be coaches who aren't necessarily confident that they are connecting with players, or that players look to what they're teaching as something they've got to learn. You know, it's all in the presentation. We've all been through this experience. You've been to school. It's really not different in that light. Some teachers are better at getting through to you than others. You like some teachers more than others, but it isn't just because they're nice people. It's because they're helping you improve. They're helping you, you know, improve your grades. In this case, they're helping these guys, you know, keep jobs and sustain careers and make a lot of money as pro athletes. Okay, so that's a big deal. And this group, I think, takes that very personally. Biggest key, Mr. PC, from switch from a 3-4 to a 4-3, and can it be done in the single year effectively? I don't know. It does take time to make any conversion like that. So I think there'll be some rough spots. But the biggest key is that the defensive line comes through in this group. That's the whole key. Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, those guys have to be the key, and you know, with Mitchell as well, I think they have to get that dynamic performance from that group, and if it happens, then the conversion will be successful. Don't know if it all happened in 1 year. All right, this was a lot of fun, folks. Enjoyed it so much. Let's do it again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily.